This podcast is featured on the Gun Rights Radio Network, podcasting freedom. You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under sources.
It's time for On Target Radio, Chicagoland's only radio show dedicated to educating, entertaining, and discussion of firearms, legislation, and your Second Amendment rights. Presented in part by the Illinois State Rifle Association, Illinois Gun Works, Pelcher's Shooting Supply, and Safer USA. Now here's your host, firearm instructor, educator, and enthusiastic Second Amendment proponent, David Lombardo.
And we're back with more On Target Radio. It's Sunday night. We're America's Voice for the Second Amendment. I'm David Lombardo, my co-host Tim Dalen, across the council from me. Say hi, Tim.
Hello, David. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing not bad, actually. Anyway, we're here every Sunday night from 9 to 10 p.m. talking about all things Second Amendment. And it's your opportunity as a listener to call in and talk to our guests. We'll take your questions or comments at 312-642-5600, 312-642-5600. 642-5600, or go to Facebook, like our page, On Target Radio, and ask a question there. It's been an interesting week, Tim.
Yes, it has.
It has been interesting. I was out today at Aurora Sportsman's Club, and we did in-service training for all our range officers. We did tactical pistol for them. We had a great time.
I imagine the winds were at a very minor 47 knots.
Yeah, a couple of cars rolled, but other than that, it was a good day, and nice, really good people. They volunteer their time. Yeah. And so, you know, I mean, we give them a little free training, and we have fun, and they like it.
Oh, I'm sure they did.
I do a great job. I do not have a rant of the week this week.
Oh.
I know. It breaks your heart, doesn't
it?
But we have a new segment this week.
A new segment.
It's called We Get Mail.
We do get mail.
M-A-I-L. We get mail. So I have about five things this week. Luke on Facebook said, shouldn't your show only be focused on saving our Second Amendment rights? Luke. Let me try and explain this to you as briefly, succinctly, and as pointedly as I can.
Succinctly.
Succinctly, yes. Look it up. Here's the deal, Luke. We have to do a broad base of programming to appeal to potential sponsors, or I'm going to go bankrupt, okay? So if we focus strictly only on Second Amendment, we will have the sponsors that we have, who we thank enormously. Don't get me wrong. ISRA and Pelchers and those people, we would be dead
Action
in the water.
Targets.
Yep. Yep, we would be dead in the water without them. But we need to pick up more sponsors, and so we need a broad-based show, and we cover all sorts of things in the shooting sports. But ISRA does report in almost every week to keep us up to date on what is happening politically.
Yes.
Good answer?
Good answer.
Tony sent me an email. Is Tim your partner? No, Tim is married.
What does he mean by partner?
I'm not sure about that. No, I tried to give Tim a title several times, and he refuses it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, right. Yeah.
So I don't know what Tim is. He hangs out here. That's that. Bob from Elmwood Park, he says, you can't make this up. You joke about not having a girlfriend. You're really married, right? I hope Bob's not asking
no,
for personal
Bob,
reasons.
No, Bob, seriously, he's not. Nobody will have him.
I swear to you, I'm not married. In the past 5 years, I think I've asked four women to go out. The most recent one consulted with her ex-boyfriend on how to blow me off, okay? So trust me, I'm not married. I don't even have a girlfriend, and my dogs are dead. I got Tim. That's what I got left.
Now, let's not go back to this partner thing again. We got away from that.
another Bob, different Bob email. Do you guys do remote broadcasts from special events? We've actually talked about that.
We have, and we keep considering it. But
the logistics are hard because it's 9 to 10 p.m. Sunday night. We could record it.
Right.
We haven't quite figured out how to do that, but Bob, if you got a special event, we're willing to talk about it.
We'll give it a shot.
Yeah, and the last one I got is from Jerry, who sent me an email and said, "Do you and Tim have real jobs? I guess he figures this isn't going to work."
Yeah,
and I do. I'm actually my grown-up job is I'm a journalist, which is frightening in and of itself, and I own Safer USA, the shooting school. Tim, if you want to weigh in on that, be my guest.
I am a quasi-project manager for a top 25 corporation.
I just love the way you dodge that. That's wonderful. That's what he does, yes.
Might even be top five. I don't know.
It could be. It certainly does. Anyway, okay. So that's our newest segment, We Get Mail. This evening, we are going to be talking about something we have not talked about before that I think is kind of interesting, cowboy action shooting. And we'll take your calls at 312-642-5600. Or you can go to our Facebook page, like On Target Radio, and ask us a question there. We have in the studio this evening, Bob, is it Turkey Bob?
Turkey Bob.
Okay, it's Bob, Turkey Bob Cahill, and Tina Turkey Legs. Is it Saporiti?
Yes.
I did that, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, you did.
I did that very well. Well, thank you both for coming this evening.
You're welcome.
What is, I see SASS. I see these letters associated with that type of shooting. What is SASS?
SASS is called the Single Action Shooting Society.
I don't hear cowboy in there anywhere.
It's the parent organization of cowboy action shooting.
Okay. So that's like the umbrella under which it falls.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So tell me a little bit. What's the origin of this? How did this get started? Or did it just never end from the 1860s?
In the early 80s, a group of people in California who had shot IPSC and some of the other alphabet sports had wanted something to do with their old-fashioned guns and something less competitive and created cowboy action shooting. And now there's, what, about 100,000 shooters, Tina?
Correct. About 100,000.
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're all sort of loosely connected?
All the clubs are affiliated, you know, with the parent organization. We all follow the same rules. All the competitions are equal no matter where you go in the country.
So if you were to go to another place, club, or whatever to shoot this, would you have to be a member of the society to be able to shoot at another location?
If you're at local clubs,
right,
they prefer it. But if you're just starting out and want to know about it, you really don't need to be.
Okay.
Until you find out, that's what I want to do.
Okay.
But at the world and the nationals and regionals and state shoots, you have to be a member.
So when you're talking about shooting single action, so the Western style, what people think of as the Western style 45, although I'm sure there's other calibers that you use, handgun, a revolver, of course.
Right. Two revolvers.
Two revolvers. So you each person would have two revolvers?
Two revolvers, a lever-action rifle, and a shotgun.
Ah.
Plus
so
leather.
It's a three-gun type of competition.
I believe it's the original three-gun competition.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Now, years ago, when I was living in St. Louis, I ran into a group called the American Mountain Men. And their whole premise was they literally, presumably in their spare time, but they literally, when they did it, lived it as American Mountain Men did. They made their own clothes from animal hides and all that stuff. How authentic is cowboy action shooting?
Well, we have to be period correct. So we do have to wear the clothing from that time period. We also have to have leather, holsters. At one time, our gun carts had to be also something towards that period, which has kind of changed a little bit.
You can adopt any character from mm-hmm. the 1880s back.
But you can pick whatever you want.
Exactly. You could be a railroad engineer. You could be a townie, a cowboy, a caballero, anything from that time period.
The firearms themselves, though, aren't from that time period. They're modern firearms, right? They're replica?
For the most part, yes.
For the most part.
Yeah, some people do have authentic Colts or Winchesters, but they're, as you know, very pricey and a little too expensive to shoot every day.
Isn't there ammunition issues? I mean, isn't modern ammunition more powerful than what they use in those days? Don't you have issues with the integrity of the firearm?
I would say no.
No. Most people in this sport, because we shoot so much, load their own ammo. The bullets have to be lead bullets. Because we're shooting steel targets. You don't want any bounce back.
Is there certain caliber restrictions?
In the pistols, it's 32 to 45, same in the rifle, and shotguns are 20 gauge to 12. except for the Buckaroos and juniors, they can shoot 410s.
I assume that's children?
Yes.
Yes.
Are there age categories for children?
Yes. The youngest Buckaroo goes from 9 or 10, depending on the state you live in, to 13.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go from 14 to 16 is considered young gun. And then 16 to 30, I would say, is...
Yeah, the cowboy.
Cowboy.
Age. Yeah.
And then and then you go from 30 to 49 is considered a Wrangler. 49 to
60
is a 49er.
Precisely what category am I going to fit in since we haven't hit it yet?
Elder statesman.
Elder statesman.
No, cattle baron. No, it's kidding.
Elder statesman. There you go, Tim. In future,
refer
I would like
to you
to refer
elder
to me
statesman.
As I liked gun god, but elder statesman appeals to me even more.
Okay.
Fortunately,
I'll get right on that.
Fortunately, we're coming up on a break, and the elder statesman can bow out for a few minutes. But we're going to be back with more about cowboy action shooting. You've been listening to On Target Radio, AM 560, The Answer. Timmy, say goodbye for this segment.
Goodbye for this segment.
Isn't that exciting? We'll be back.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association. Supporting you.
For 35 years, Pelcher's Shooters Supply has served the Lansing area. Pelcher's offers new and used firearm sales, appraisals, and gunsmithing service. Pelcher's new spacious showroom has hundreds of major brand firearms and supplies, and PelcherGuns.com features daily specials. Pelcher's Shooters Supply, on the corner of Ridge Road and Henry Street in downtown Lansing. Online at PelcherGuns.com or call 708-474-0662.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And we're back with more On Target Radio. We're talking about cowboy action shooting tonight, and our guests in the studio are Turkey Bob and Turkey Legs. I'm just having a hard time with the turkey legs part, but I'm not going to. Your husband's here, and he could probably beat me up, so I'm not going to even ask about that. But we're talking about cowboy action shooting, and before we went to the break, we were talking about what type of equipment you folks shoot, so I'm kind of interested in knowing how much it costs. So I'm going to give you a second to ponder that.
He almost forgot. 30 seconds later, he almost forgot.
See, but I segued. Now, if you hadn't said that I forgot, no one would know that I have a small flaw in my character. Go ahead. Do your thing, Tim.
This segment, as most people that listen know, is usually called Fighting Back. I had a nice, safe one tonight. Homeowner protected themselves in their home. But
which I canceled.
I found something else that's quite interesting. I'm sure all of our listeners have heard about mayors against illegal guns. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg's hypocritical organization that continually seems to shoot themselves in the foot. Anyway, the latest is, according to the Second Amendment Foundation, Mayor James Schirillo of Marcus Hook, PA, now is facing a long list of charges for allegedly trying to force an underage boy to perform sex acts and then firing one of three handguns he grabbed at a wall when the boy refused. He joins recently convicted former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick and others in their hypocritical squashing of our rights under the Second Amendment. Schirillo's case is not only bad but bizarre. He's been charged with false imprisonment, unlawful restraint, reckless endangerment, serving alcohol to a minor, and other crimes. He also has allegedly used more than one gun in the incidents. At least more than one shot was fired. Very creepy, but very typical of the New York Mayor's organization. You would hope with all this screening that they're talking about, trying to force gun owners into, that he would screen his own members before.
I don't like to correct you. But what the mayor has been saying all along, this proves it's true. It's all about the children.
Yes. Okay.
You can say that. George is shaking his head. I can say that. I know I can. I sometimes skate close, but not that close.
Anyway, just the hypocrisy of his whole organization just gets me.
I don't know what to say. We know that.
And back to our show.
I think you've said everything you need to.
Back to a wholesome thing. Now I have to feel like I have to take a shower, but there you go. That's what it is. So Turkey Bob and Turkey Legs, you talked about the equipment before the break. What does this all cost? Go back and let's talk about the equipment again and what sort of costs are involved for each of these.
Well, a lot of times you can find used equipment because, like golfers, cowboy action shooters tend to change their mind on calibers, rifles and shotguns. That is one way to find it. If you bought everything new, it's fairly pricey. You need two single action revolvers. I would highly recommend the Ruger Vaqueros, a lever action rifle of pistol caliber. The 73 is the most popular. At the very least, I would buy a Marlin. And then your shotgun can be a double barrel or a Winchester 97 pump, which the Chinese make some decent copies of.
So what are we talking in terms of hardware, ballpark figure to get started?
I know. I just purchased two new revolvers, and it cost me about $1,000 for the revolvers. If you're just starting out, I probably would go with a Marlin. It's less costly.
Out with just doing a portion of it? Do you have to have all of them to start shooting? Could you just come out there starting with a revolver or two revolvers or a shotgun or just the rifle first?
No, you pretty much need it all. But if you do come out with just a few things, I mean, we're all willing to help you out when you come out. We're all willing to share.
Okay.
And help you out. If they came to a shoot just to see what it was all about, afterwards, after everybody's done shooting, we've had people come up and let them use our equipment.
Oh, okay. Very cool.
So they can see if they really are interested before they go out and purchase.
Right. Good idea.
Plus, a lot of people have the wrong idea about what they really think they want or need, and we try to steer them towards something where they only have to buy it once instead of the safe full of guns I ended up with.
What's the matter with that?
Nothing.
Good point. Now, what about the clothing? What does something like that run?
Well, with the clothing, I mean, that we have places that we can go buy the original clothing that they'd like us to wear, but we've found recently that a lot of people are going to like Goodwill or places like that to find their jeans and
getting cowboy type clothing.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
So are we talking like basic Western wear?
Yes.
Well, but Western wear today has like those pseudo pearl snap buttons and stuff. That's clearly not.
That's B Western.
That's B Western.
There is a category for that in cowboy.
Oh, seriously?
Yes. If you want to dress like your silver screen hero, there is a category for that.
But what about the more authentic stuff? I mean, you're getting that out of Goodwill?
No. Oh, yeah.
Well, you can get a banded collar. You can find banded collar shirts there. You can
seriously?
Yes. You can find jeans, and my wife cuts the belt loops off, and then you buy bachelor buttons for your suspenders, and you put those on, and you've got a pair of jeans. And cowboy boots and a hat.
Yep.
So do you have any sort of, as part of this, is there like any kind of grading on how you look? Because there seems to be a lot of emphasis on authenticity. Does it count for anything?
Well, there's categories. Certain categories that you can belong in, like Bob just mentioned, the B Western. And they have to have certain types of holsters, certain types of guns, and then what they're wearing. They also have one that's called Classic Cowboy, which is really authentic. And they have to have the cuffs, the spurs, the vests, the hats. Some of them wear the bandoleros with those. What else?
There's caliber restrictions in there.
Correct.
They have to be 40 caliber or larger.
Okay.
And hammer double.
You're listening to On Target Radio. This is AM 560, The Answer. We're talking about cowboy action shooting tonight. And in our studio, we have Bob Cahill, Turkey Bob, Irish Turkey Bob, no less, and Tina Saparidi, who was Turkey Legs. Are there, like, websites that people go to buy things? I mean, is there a whole sort of infrastructure that's built up to support this?
Yes, there is. If they went to, www.sasnet.com, they have links there to all the different manufacturers that they can go to look for the clothing that they would like.
And Sasnet, that was SASS.
Correct.
Right,
yes.
Okay.
Correct. And they have you can go there. They have places, links for firearms, links for ammo, links for the clothing, links for the boots, links for the hats. So they could pretty much go there and find whatever they need.
And you have young people in it. So are the kids integrated with the adult shooting, or are they like, that's just separate categories where they, do you intermingle or not?
Yes, they do. Yeah. Usually it's with a parent or a guardian. You know, an uncle, somebody like that, guides them through. And we find the young people are extremely responsible. If you give somebody responsibility, they become responsible, and they've really reacted great.
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just adjusting my microphone.
Oh, because I thought you were going to say, we run a youth camp. This will be our 15th year, first weekend of June, for kids 10 to 16, and we've done this. This will be 15 years. Mm-hmm. I don't think we've had more than maybe one issue in 15 years with a kid. And it wasn't a safety thing at all. It was more of an attitude thing. But the one thing that I've discovered is if you tell kids what's expected of them and you hold them to it, they're good. They're fine with that.
Oh, I agree.
Whenever I've seen young people, too, in competitions, they follow it so closely. They're so into it. I'm sure that in your sport, they're the same way.
In fact, some of them are actually faster because from playing all the internet games, their thumbs are extremely fast, and you have to cock a single-action revolver with your thumbs.
Oh, right.
They're phenomenal.
I believe it's the eye and hand coordination.
Yeah.
Well, the younger you are.
Sure.
Yeah. Which brings us to something that we'll want to pick up in the next segment. We're going to talk to Richard Pearson and get an update on what's going on in Springfield and even at the federal level in terms of concealed carry and that sort of stuff. But when we come back, one of the things I do want to talk a little bit about is safety issue, because I've heard from people and, you know, I don't know, but I've heard from people, oh, you know, they're cocking guns and holsters and there's safety issues. So when we come back after the next segment, we'll talk a little bit about the safety protocols that are in place that presumably make it a safe event. So we're going to talk about that and a lot more. Richard Pearson coming up from the Illinois State Rifle Association after these messages.
Some people shoot beer cans, some shoot paper plates, and some just shoot the breeze. Here at Action Target, we believe there's more to shooting than just putting holes through paper. As the world leader in shooting range design and technology, Action Target has been revolutionizing the world of firearms training for more than a quarter of a century. Go to ActionTarget.com to order your steel targets and range equipment today. That's ActionTarget.com.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association, supporting you.
Hi, I'm David Lombardo, host of On Target Radio. You're living proof that radio advertising reaches listeners. In the 2 years I've been advertising on AM 560 WIND, Safer USA grew from 300 students a year to over 1,200. By coupling our On Target Radio broadcast with our Facebook page, we found our audience is steadily growing, and in only 2 months it appears we've exceeded 5,000 listeners. Over 34% are in the age group 25 to 34, 26% are 35
35 to 44. We have listeners from Rockford to Western Michigan and Southern Wisconsin to St. Louis. Thanks to live streaming on the internet, we also have listeners as far away as Germany, Japan, and New Zealand. On Target Radio is offering low-cost sponsorship opportunities on Chicago's premier conservative talk radio station. Advertising on AM 560 WIND has worked for Safer USA. Let me show you how it can work for you. Call 815-744-5487. Join the On Target Radio team today at 815-744-5487.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And we're back with more On Target Radio. We're going to talk to Richard Pearson, who is the executive director of the Illinois State Rifle Association. He will update us on what's happening in Illinois and perhaps even on the federal level. Richard, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to hear your voice again. I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, yeah. Just getting ready to go back to Springfield tomorrow.
Are you Don Quixote? You going to tilt some windmills for us?
Well, down there, that's about all they have to tilt. You're sort of out of stuff. If you don't do windmills, you don't do anything.
So what do we got coming up?
Well, what you're going to see is you're going to see all of the bad amendments, you know, like the 997. There's all kinds of amendments proposed, but none passed on 997. And you're going to see that on some of the Senate bills now because they couldn't get anywhere in the House, so they're going to attack on the Senate side. So you're going to see all kinds of updates and amendments on the Senate side, and so we'll be ready for them.
Now, isn't really the fact of the matter, though, that the Southern Democrats are, for the most part, siding with the Republicans, so any dramatically bad thing in terms of concealed carry is not very likely?
Well, I would say that the Republicans are more likely siding with the Southern Illinois Democrats, I think you're going to see them push everything that they can push. They're going to turn every screw they can pull, they're going to pull out every fingernail they can pull out, and to force something down our throat, we're going to put up a massive resistance. So I hope all of your listeners are ready.
Hey, Richard, could I ask you something? I just saw in Missouri just a couple of days ago, the Missouri State Police released their entire list of concealed carry holders to the Social Security Administration upon request, and the good Republicans in charge in Missouri are throwing a fit about them doing that. In this legislation that's going on, is that something that we're going to put the kibosh on that wouldn't happen here?
Yes, there's privacy inside of it, but, that should have been in their concealed carry bill. However, I would say that's public knowledge now. It sounds to me like if I had 441,000 people who all had concealed carry permits, it'd make a great organization.
You can't argue with that. You're listening to On Target Radio, AM 560, The Answer. Richard, I've gotten a number of emails from people who say, the ISRA, keep sending out these things every other day saying, keep calling. They don't even tell us why, and it's getting to be boring.
Well, we actually do tell you why, but it doesn't matter. Freedom is not free, and it's not easy, and our resolve is going to be tested to the nth degree. And so with this shift over to the Senate side, we're going to suffer another onslaught.
Well, and I tell people that the one thing that all legislators have in common is they want to be reelected.
And for the most part, that's true.
And I think the point is,
I'm not positive about the governor, but...
Well, that's a different issue. But I think the point is keeping the pressure up. They actually, I've had a couple of the secretaries in legislators' office say, we keep tabs of who says yes and who says no.
Oh, absolutely.
And they look at that every day.
Absolutely. And, the Illinois shooter is going to come out in a couple weeks, I hope. And we're going to have in it every contact for the state legislators that there is.
Now, that the Shooter is the ISRA's quarterly newspaper.
Right.
Richard, for those that aren't members of the ISRA, and everybody should be, is there a way for them to get a copy of the Shooter if they don't currently get it?
Yeah, join.
Okay.
There you go. For 25 bucks, how can you miss?
There's no free lunch.
ISRA.org.
ISRA.org. But, you know, so we got some special treats in it for this time. So I think everybody will still have time to sign you up and get you a newspaper if you call in or join tonight. That would be great. Joining on the Internet is the greatest way to do it, of course. It's easy and simple. I wanted to tell you that what's going on all around the country is you're seeing a full-fledged assault on gun owners' rights. And the key has always been Illinois, and so far they haven't been able to turn that key.
And I agree. I think you look at what's going on in the U.S. Congress, and I don't think the sentiment is really there, because even among the Democrats, they knew that they couldn't get the votes for an assault weapon ban. They know they can't get the votes for the 30-round mag. So I don't know. I'm more optimistic than some, but I got about 10 seconds left. Any pithy parting words?
No, just stay tuned, stay alert, and things will be coming out. I would say that we're going to see all the amendments introduced this week, perhaps the week of the 22nd, some in the Senate. And then about the 30th of April, it's going to start and really get bloody then.
Well, we will, as always, keep you plugged in to our listeners and in the newsletter. In fact, we used your thing to open up our newsletter this week instead of my own. I appreciate it, Richard, and we certainly appreciate your continued support of On Target Radio.
All right. Have a great day.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you very much.
By the way, this is our 110th year.
110.
Just a mere 100.
We'll note it.
Just a mere 100.
All right. Thank you. We'll be back after these few messages with more On Target Radio. I'm David Lombardo, president of Safer USA, Chicagoland's most popular firearm training school. We continue to offer our popular home protection and concealed carry seminar every month. This 8-hour seminar covers everything you need to know to safely and legally use a firearm for both concealed carry and home invasion, and qualifies you for Florida and Utah concealed carry permits good in about 30 states. Be sure to call and ask how we can help you raise funds for your organization or provide a guest speaker. We're also offering the NRA Basic Pistol Course and our Tactical Pistol 1 and 2. As always, I offer private one-on-one instruction for basic pistol, Chicago firearm certification, and basic home defense. For further information, please call 877-954-3030 or go to saferusa.com. Safer USA, choosing to own a firearm is your business. Teaching to own it responsibly is ours.
That's 877-954-3030 or saferusa.com.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And we're back with more On Target Radio. Tim, the Will County chapter of the ISRA meets this week, but they've moved, right?
Yes, they're meeting Wednesday night, the 17th, correct, I believe. And it's at the Silver Dollar Restaurant, 422 Mississippi Avenue in Elwood, Illinois, right off 53. It's right next to 53, go south from Interstate 80, next to the Heartland Bank. So right when you're going down 53, right when you get to Elwood, you'll see a newer shopping center off to the right, and it's right in that shopping center. So
I'll just go with you.
Yeah, if you've ever been to it before, where we used to have it at another facility in another restaurant in Shanahan, Illinois, this is much bigger. You'll plenty of room there if you had to stand up before, so please come out and try us again if you haven't been there in a while. They've got a great menu there. You can order food before or during the meeting. Always have a great guest speaker, and it's a good time.
Are they going to pay us for that ad you just did? Okay, never mind. That's fine. All right, so we're talking tonight about cowboy action shooting, and in the studio we have Turkey Bob and Turkey Legs, Bob Cahill and Tina Saperitti. I would like to just address the issue of safety. There are some people who think that it's not safe, and I can say the exact same thing about there. People who think action sports are not safe, and almost anything you can think of except shotgun, because we only say shotgun in hushed tones, and then when Randolph Scott is playing a fiddle in the background. Talk a little bit about safety.
With the safety, our ranges are all cold. It's a cold range until you are called up to shoot. There's a loading table where somebody is watching you at all times, and that's where you load your guns. And then you wait for our range officer to call you over to shoot the stage. When you go over, your guns are in your holsters. As far as being safe, also, all guns are on an empty chamber. So when you're walking over, your guns are held above your shoulder, not pointing at anybody, and then you place them where you need to place them, and you're always under the eyes of the range officer, and then we have some spotters that are also out there watching, and everything has to be pointed downrange. You don't cock the pistol until it's out of your holster and pointing downrange. Same with your, when you're done with them, everything is empty inside, and you put them back in your holsters, and then you pick up your rifle. Again, when you're done shooting the rifle string, they make sure that its action's open, nothing is in there, and then you move on to your next gun.
Now, that's fairly complicated. Is there, do they have classes? I mean, if somebody were interested in doing this, how do you actually learn to do it?
Well, we invite people out, like Tina mentioned before, after the shoot, they can come up, or during the shoot, you know, draw one of us aside, talk to us. We'll explain what's going on. A lot of times on Monday night at our club, we'll have guests come out, and we'll run them through a little course. Before you can shoot at most clubs, if you're a first-time shooter, you have to qualify. You have to prove that you know how to load your guns, safely fire them, and then safely empty them. So you just can't walk out and start shooting.
And, well, when you join also... they also encourage you to go to, they call them RO1 and RO2 courses, mm-hmm. which goes over all the rules and all the regulations of what we do and how to stage and how to write things. And
there's four people watching you on every stage, the timer operator and the three spotters.
You're listening to On Target Radio, AM 560, The Answer. We're talking about cowboy action shooting this evening. Describe, you keep referring to a stage. You've got about 2 minutes. What exactly goes into a stage?
A stage is typically you will fire both your pistols, your rifle for 10 rounds, and your shotgun for 2 to 6. There'll be ballistic steel targets set up in a different, what we call a scenario, sometimes duplicating famous gunfights. You have to shoot them in a specific order with the proper guns. It's a lot of fun because if you go to screw up, there's...
We're all right there to help you.
Yeah. I mean, unlike a lot of sports where, you know, they're hoping you goof up, in our game, if you start to do something wrong, you have 7 people trying to correct you because it's a friendly sport and it's a fun sport.
And you said something back in the pre-show briefing that I thought was very interesting. As much as could ever be for a shooting sport, it's somewhat of a politically correct shooting sport.
Because even my liberal friends do not have a problem with me owning old Western firearms and competing. But if I had ARs or something, it would be a different story.
Yeah, it's because I think it's a historical thing. It's mm-hmm. it's like reenactors in a way.
Correct.
So well, I just found that a very interesting comment. I never thought about that before. In this area, I mean, how many places in the Chicagoland area can one go and do this?
Every weekend.
But how many different locations are there? There's the Oak Park Sportsman's Club, right?
Yeah, we're in Plainfield. Today I just shot with the Vermilion Long Riders in Streeter, Illinois. Michigan City has a wonderful club up there.
We go to, there's this place in Winnebago, Illinois, called the Good Guys Posse, Beloit.
The Good what?
Good Guys Posse is what they call themselves. Okay. There's a place in Beloit, the Rock River Regulators. Outside Beloit, we also go to Bristol, Wisconsin.
There's many places further south, and over in Indiana, there's a lot of clubs too. But
so this is a really popular thing then.
Correct.
How many people come to like an event at Oak Park, let's say?
Last year, even with the heat, we averaged 50 people
at an event.
Yeah, 50 shooters.
Is every event different, or if you go every week, is it the same thing over and over? And
no, everybody's different.
Yeah, the stages are always different, the shooting scenarios.
So you have like a story behind
each one.
Okay.
Behind each one.
All right.
It's like a country and western song.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
With country and western song. Well, we're going to be back with more On Target Radio after these messages. You're listening to AM 560, The Answer.
For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has supported the rights and freedoms of Illinois citizens to keep and bear arms. For over 100 years, the ISRA has supported the use of firearms as a sport for personal protection and as a fundamental aspect of national defense. For over 100 years, the Illinois State Rifle Association has been supporting you. Don't you think it's time you supported them? ISRA.org or 815-635-3198. The Illinois State Rifle Association. Supporting you.
Some people shoot beer cans, some shoot paper plates, and some, well, some just shoot the breeze. Here at Action Target, we believe there's more to shooting than just putting holes through paper. As the world leader in shooting range design and technology, Action Target has been revolutionizing the world of firearms training for more than a quarter of a century. Go to ActionTarget.com to order your steel targets and range equipment today. That's ActionTarget.com.
You're listening to On Target Radio on AM 560, The Answer, with David Lombardo. Here's David with more interesting conversation on firearms, safety, your Second Amendment rights, and much more.
And we're back with more On Target Radio, and I would like to do a shout-out to Wichita, because it turns out, interestingly enough, that we have over 10,000 listeners live Sunday night, and then we have people listen on the internet, and we have people who download and do all this stuff. And Tim found out just recently that of overall, other than, we're not talking about live listening over the airwaves, but otherwise, Wichita is the biggest number of hits.
Hits on our website, listening from the website, downloading our podcast, the most hits come from Wichita, Kansas.
So if you're listening from if you're listening from Wichita, we'll cover your news. Just send me an email with news, and we'll cover your news for you. Real quickly, back to cowboy action shooting, if you would be so kind, tell me, how can they get a hold of you if they're interested and they want to do this?
The easiest way for our club is to go to fortbegs.com, and that's Begs with two G's. And that'll give you the instructions on how to get to the Oak Park Sportsman's Club in Plainfield. For any other club, go to the sasnet.com, scroll down, and there's an area for affiliated clubs. You click on any state that you are in the nation, and it'll give you the club, the address, the coordinates, and driving directions.
Great, great. Bob? Tina, we'd like to thank you both for being in the studio with us tonight talking about cowboy action shooting. We really appreciate it. Tim and I would like to tip you off. We've got some things coming up at the Aurora Sportsman's Club, April 20th. There's going to be a basic pistol shooting course. I will be teaching tactical pistol 1 and 2 also on April 20th, Saturday. We have Annie Oakley Days coming up at Aurora for ages 10 and up. That's Sunday, April 21st. A basic shotgun class on Saturday, April 27th. And we'll be back, Tim and I, May 18th, doing our home protection and concealed carry in Elmhurst. Did I miss anything in there?
I think you got it.
I think I covered it all. We had a pretty good turnout for home protection concealed carry this last time in Bradley.
Bradley.
It went well.
Yes. We always do very well in Bradley.
We do.
We always do very well.
They like us down in the Kankakee Bradley area.
And right there in that area, we have the Clyde Howell Youth Camp coming up May 31st through June 2nd.
Yep.
Is about 10 miles west of Bradley. If you're looking to sign up your child, kid, young person, 10 to 16, boy
Nick.
Or girl, saferusanfp.org. Clyde Howell Youth Camp tab. This is the 15th year. We've been doing it for a while. It's rehearsed. We have a very good safety record. The kids have a great time, and we have a cook tent. We feed them regular meals the whole time. They just don't get peanut butter sandwiches and potato chips. It's a great time.
It's true, and we feed our staff, too, because they're all volunteers.
Yes,
we do. And adults can choose to go home at night and take a shower,
if they would like, yeah.
Or they can camp with the kids. The kids do stay.
Right.
This year it's $135, and we've got people signed up already.
And we've had some donations. Thank you very much for the donations. We've had to raise the price a few dollars here and there, and still it's very hard. So thank you very much for those cash donations, or there's a PayPal link on that same website, saferusanfp.org, if you'd like to make a donation.
So that's the 15th annual Clyde Howell NRA Youth Shooting Sports Camp for kids 10 to 16.
Yes.
And so we appreciate it. Again, we'd like to say thanks to Bob Cahill and Tina Saperiti for coming in. We'd like to thank Vicki Cohen, who's our call screener, and George Hoffman on the board. Thank you, George, even though you do weird noises for us. We certainly would like to thank Action Target, Pelcher Shooter Supply, Illinois State Rifle Association, 31 Moons, our website developer, and Safer USA. Next week, we have a really interesting show, History of Chicago Gun Seizures. It's a fact. They do come after your guns. Until then, friend us on Target Radio on Facebook. Say goodnight, Tim.
Good night.
Thanks for listening. We hope you'll be back next Sunday at 9 p.m. for more on Target Radio. And thanks, Mike, for making it all happen.